Venetia, how long have you been with Uprooted, your play?
Almost a year, I think. It's been about a year.
It's about family.
It's about family.
Coming back.
Yes, for a funeral. And it's a play I've been wanting to... I like writing plays about family, and I've been wanting to deal with the return for the funeral activities for a while. And it's something that we've heard a lot, and every now and then I want to write the story that everybody knows and see how I might make it my own. So that was kind of what led me to write the play. One of the things. I had many inspirations for it. And the relationship between the siblings. There are three sisters and a brother. I don't have a brother. I'm one of three sisters, and I like exploring the personalities between the three. And it's also a Southern play. Their home is Mississippi, and they're returning to Mississippi for the funeral, and I am from Mississippi, so that's something that I know very well, and I love to write about Mississippi. I love to write about families.
Well, now let me ask you. You have two sisters.
Yes, yes.
There are three sisters in the play.
Yes.
You grew up in Mississippi. Mm-hmm. You've set the play in Mississippi. Have you talked to your sisters about and said, you know, this is fiction or this is not fiction?
It's coming. That conversation is coming. Because I need them to understand that if anything, they should feel like the language. I'm inspired by their language, the events past and present are very different. I have not buried my mother, and so that's also one of my kind of greatest fears. So I guess exploring that idea was very interesting because it's kind of the one thing that you don't care to think about that. And so I don't feel like it was closely related to the way it would be. You know, I didn't personalize it in that way, but there are these Southern things that, you know, are associated with how we bury our family. And all of the food, as if all of the food is going to make the grief go away. Mm-hmm. And, and some of the gossipy things that sort of find their way into the mourning process. So.
And it's a compact time when you come back for a funeral. I mean, three, four days. Yeah. So a lot can be compressed and.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Very much so. And it takes with a flashback or these scenes that happened like 3 months ago. For the most part, the play takes place on the day of the wake, which is before the funeral. And so and I don't think you asked me this question, but about inspirations and what inspired it.
I was going to.
But
so.
Were you?
Yes.
I'll just say this too. One of the things I get my playwright's anxieties are having something that inspires me too much. I like to kind of have these little different things instead of like just one big thing. But the one big thing that did sort of get me thinking about some of the dramatic tensions of the play was this real life situation between this actor. Who did channel these past molestation issues and brought that forward, you know, when she received this award for playing this character who was really good in a molestation situation and they wanted to know, how were you able to play that role? And it was then, in the height of that she said, my brother molested me. And the issue involving that with her family was, why did you say something?
Right.
You know, so it goes back to that old adage that what happens in the family stays in the family. And I wanted to really explore that.